Well, I've worked at the post office for 25 years, and 24 years of that I've been a union official of one sort or another, including two terms as president. One of the things that working in a place like that gives you, and there's about 1,000 people that work there, is it allows you to see how people change and how people react to things. And I remember when the United States was supporting Saddam Hussein and when the fleet was in the Persian Gulf and when we shot down a 747 Iranian passenger jet. And I had members and friends who said they did it on purpose. The Iranians were that they let those people die. I got in lots of arguments with people. I still won the election as president several years later, but people believed. People are coming up to me today and saying, we're bullies, I don't believe this, and there's a qualitative change in how people are responding. I'm not one of those people who says I don't believe in polls, because I do. And not just when I agree with them because it says 90% of the Turks don't want the U.S. there. We always seem to like the polls we like and not like the polls we don't like. But I just have this feeling that they must be interviewing all males from Georgia right now. I mean, here's a state that claims they love their vets, so they elect a right-wing draft dodger over a guy who left three-quarters of his body in Vietnam. They say they love us, and so they cut our benefits, as the other two brothers said. $15 billion directly cuts over the next 10 years. Here in the city of Chicago, they're closing one of our VAs. The only thing they support are cemeteries. They're building three more of those in Illinois. They're willing to bury us cheaper. I talked to one of our members who's a Persian Gulf vet in Colorado. And members, Vietnam Vets Against the War, we do have younger members, not just us old farts. And he was telling me the problems he was having as he relived this war and was finally trying to write an article for our paper 12 years later. And he told me that he'd been to a demonstration, but that you wouldn't believe it, that two school districts there had just filed for bankruptcy. And the Republican governor, these people who love education so much, said, not a penny. And so these mostly Mexican youth in Mexican working class areas that provide service workers for Aspen and Boulder and places, their children were in grammar schools were going to classes in 40-degree weather with no heat. We're going to war, and we can't heat classrooms for our children. I'm still a steward, even though I'm not the president anymore, and sometimes I wonder why. And I know why, because I have a few people, and those of you who are shop stewards and done stuff on the floor know you have those troublemakers, those guys who, and gals who seem to get in trouble a lot, not necessarily because of themselves, but because of maybe the circumstances they're in. Maybe they live at Cabrini Greens, or maybe one, like a good friend of mine today, was in the 101st Airborne in 1965 and 66 and has destroyed his body and his health with alcohol for the last 30 years, and that the post office wants to fire because he is 2 years away from retirement. But he can't come to work quite as often as he should, and yeah, he shouldn't have drank that much of alcohol, but then again, he shouldn't have been in the jungles of Vietnam.
That's right.
And I'll tell you, they'll probably put up a big sign that say, we love our boys, and I'll probably win the case, I hope. I don't know. But they'll put up a sign with a flag. But come Memorial Day, if they had their way, this guy would be on the street, and he would be homeless. Here in the city, we had a Vietnam Vets Memorial. They redid Wacker Drive. Our memorial was right there in Herald Square. If you drive down there in front of the whatever building that is, Christian Science Monitor, wherever, there's no longer a fountain for us. They claim it's still there. If you drive by, we've been doing demonstrations there. They can't even in wartime leave a memorial if it interferes with traffic a little bit while you're turning around that S there, just across from the Sun-Times building. So now we've got to demonstrate. So I know all of you are going to be with us on Memorial Day in Daley Plaza when we demonstrate against war and for decent benefits. Because the way you show your support is not by kissing the ass of this president like those veterans organizations did today. If they want to say they want war, then okay, let them say it. But how can they not smack him in the head while he's cutting benefits, hospital care, and everything else for the GIs? I just got one other thing. I had a woman call me up, and her husband had died, and she said, I want my name taken off the VVAW mailing list. My husband's dead. I just don't want to get that. It's not that I'm not with you. It's not that I'm not against the war. I can't take any of this stuff anymore. And I said, well, of course. And she said, I need some help. He said, my husband was 100% disabled because of Agent Orange. And he died of cancer connected with Agent Orange. And I want his name on the wall. And I said, it won't go there. It doesn't count. If you die because of something your government poisons you with, 30 years later, you ain't a casualty. Persian Gulf vets right now, 1/4 of them are getting disability for Persian Gulf War. Think about that. 1/4 are getting disability, and when they talk about casualties, they talk about a couple of hundred who were in accidents, and 100 over here that got shot, and a couple of hundred who got wounded. But what about the 150,000 who were poisoned? Why aren't they casualties, and why aren't we reminded of it every day? That's all they do. Great answer.